Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning it's not backyard, but you know, I don't just talk about the literal backyard. It's whatever's happening close and far away. Anyhow, it's close to home today because I want to talk about dishwashers. Do you have a dishwasher other than the ones yourself or others in your household have two hands? I mean, actually it's a robot in a way, a really early robot who does the dishes for you. Well, if you have one, or if you know other people have them, do you or those people practically wash dishes before they put them in the dishwasher? You know, I know people who scrape them off with a rubber scraper, and then they run them under the water before they put them in the dishwasher. My thought has always been, if I have to do that much work, my dishwasher isn't going to do me much good. And here's the part that backs all that up without my knowing it, and now I do know it because I've gained more information. That is, if you clean those plates off or whatever you're putting in there too much, the dishwasher actually will not do the work it's supposed to do. Because dishwashers, as we'll talk about here in a little bit, really sense if there's what's on the plates or the other dishes. I keep saying plates, but of course there's lots of things in there. And the detergent also will not work appropriately if there's not something left on those dishes. So, you know, you want to scrape off if there's any big chunks, bones, whatever. But don't use the rubber spatula and get it really clean. And don't rinse them under the water before you put them in the dishwasher, because your dishwasher cannot work appropriately. So they really monitor themselves to make everything run properly. A timer or a small computer regulates the length of each cycle. A sensor detects the water and air temperature to prevent the dishwasher from overheating or damaging your dishes. And another sensor can tell if the water level gets too high and activates the draining function to keep the dishwasher from overflowing. And some dishwashers even have sensors that can detect the dirtiness of the water coming off of the dishes. And when the water is clear enough, the dishwasher knows the dishes are clean. So let the dishwasher and the detergent do the work that it's supposed to do. I'm going to talk more about detergents in a minute, but what and how did the dishwasher come into being? It was somebody who said, I want the dishes handled better than they are now. The person's name is Josephine Cochran, and she was born in 1839. She actually had a family background of being inventors, so you sort of was built into the family mode, I guess. But she married a merchant and politician named William Cochran and tried to live the uptown life of a wealthy socialite in Illinois. She didn't share her husband's populist thinking when she spelled her married name, so she even added an E to it. So it's C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. She thought that made it fancier. So when she was 44... Josephine found that her fine china tableware was chipping. It had been in the family since the 17th century, and the servants were being a bit careless with it, and they were chipping it. So she decided to do her own dishes, wash her own dishes, and she, because she was trying to live this uptown life, thought that that was below her, I guess. So she thought there had to be a better way around these problems. She sat down with a cup in her hand thinking, water jets offered the best means for cleaning it. The trick would be to aim jets on china held firmly in some sort of rack. So she and her husband, who was ailing, had been scheduled to go off for rest cure, but now she had a cause, so she stayed home to work on a design. Well, her husband was soon home feeling even worse, and 2 weeks later he died, and Josephine was left with a scant $1,500 and much more than that in debt. So this lady now, who had been living the uptown life with probably seemingly lots of money, was now in debt. So she lost the influence that he would have provided in pushing her invention. But here's what happened. Josephine Cochran became the driven developer and champion of a wholly new commercial venture. She started out in a shed behind her house. Isn't it neat how a lot of inventors start out in the garage or a shed or someplace not built to do inventions? And 4 years later, she was advertising the Garris Cochran Dishwashing Machine Company in periodicals. She later said that the hardest part of the task was not turning from a socialite into a mechanic, but turning from a socialite into a promoter of a new product. And isn't that true with lots of products, lots of inventors and growers? They love the work they do, but the promotion marketing part is the really difficult part. So Cochran's big break came in the 1893 Columbian Exposition, using her new machines in its vast kitchen. So she had an in somehow to get them into this place. The company kept growing, propelled by her energy, until she died of nervous exhaustion at the age of 74. So she worked on this, inventing it and promoting it for 30 years. Late in life, she'd said, "If I knew all I know today, I never would have had the courage to start." And I think, again, that's true of a lot of entrepreneurs. So after she died, the company changed hands and names until 1940 became the KitchenAid part of the Whirlpool Corporation. Now there is a name we recognize. So Cochran's success makes a nice counterpoint to her great-grandfather, who was the one who started out inventing the steamboat. So it's sort of all that invention ability just kind of passed on. But isn't it interesting to note that a woman who had a challenge said, "I'm going to find a way to take care of this challenge." And she did. And now many of us who don't want to live without dishwashers benefit from her doggedness, from her inventive spirit, and her willing to really work on it. So yes, dishwasher was one of the, when I moved to my first apartment, there was not a dishwasher there. Oh, hated that. So got one of those little portable ones. And so that was sort of the first kitchen appliance that I bought. So some pluses and minuses, or some things to do or not to do, some recommendations, of course, is not to use regular dish soap. If you've ever done that, or maybe somebody in your house, maybe a child, somebody in your household that didn't know about dishwashers, put in regular dish soap. Whoa, the suds just start coming out of the machine. So the detergent is a really important part of the dishwasher. They counteract mineral deposits or hardness in the water. So if you have hard water, you don't have a water softener in your home, you may need to use a bit more of the detergent if you, and then you'd have to use the kind that you have a choice. You know, now there are all those pod things that you really don't have a choice. So if you have really hard water, either get a water softener or use a bit more detergent. Choose the kind that, pours out of the box or the bottle. As we mentioned earlier, they contain solvents that help dissolve the food, and they have abrasives that scour away stuck-on gunk and help the food slide off the dishes more easily. So whether you use tablet, powder, or gel really is based on your personal preference, other than the fact that in the pod type, you do not have the ability to change the amount that you're using. The problem most people encounter with dishwashers is the simple inability to get the dishes clean, and there might be stuck on food or residue from the detergent. A water pressure problem might be the culprit. So don't just blame it on the detergent. You may need to replace the water intake valve. Another common problem is that mineral buildup where there's hard water. And so that mineral eventually, clogs up the water jets. So that's something to check too, to make sure that the water jets are, you can kind of look at them and see if there's anything clogging up those holes. If you have hard water, another option is to occasionally run a total cycle with no detergent, but with vinegar in there. And that will to help clear up that mineral bit. So just a last thought about energy. Some people say, well, dishwashers use too much water, too much energy. Not so. In comparisons done, it takes roughly 8 gallons of water to do a load of dishes, and it takes roughly 16 gallons to wash them by hand, the same amount of dishes. So unless you just have teeny tiny amounts of dishes to wash, a dishwasher is more energy efficient in many ways, saves you time, other than, of course, Somebody has to load it and unload it, but that can happen pretty quickly. So take a look at your choices. If you're going shopping for a dishwasher, look at all the options and see which ones you really want to include. So until next time, here's a thought. Be careful how you judge people, most of all friends. You don't sum up a person's life in one moment.